Oklahoma.
Yes.
I'm a commercial pilot. I just landed at Boise City Municipal.
Yes, sir.
And there was myself and another civil aircraft. We spotted something in the vicinity of Clayton, New Mexico.
Yes.
No position lights, no strobe lights, no rotating beacons, but steady light alternating, seemed to go from white to orange. And this thing was flying somewhere between 500, well under 1,000 feet, I'm sure, near Clayton, and then maneuvered a bit and moving slowly, and then went off to the north of Clayton, New Mexico, descending, and then just out of sight.
Okay. Now, was this something large or small?
That's kind of hard to say. It would have had to have been pretty fair size, because we were both about probably around 35 nautical miles as close as we would have been. And,
okay.
It's just a snappy, clear night here tonight. And both of us are commercial pilots.
Okay.
And the other fellow's standing right here, and this thing here, you know, we didn't see any violent maneuvers, you know, anything up and down or, you know, you know, radical quick direction changes or anything like that. And the attitude appeared to be more or less level for just a few minutes, and then a gradual descent.
Okay.
A northerly heading.
Okay. Did it have any type of outline, specific outline?
No, sir. We weren't close enough to see any outline of it at all.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, if we, you know, if it hadn't have just went completely out of sight at the speed it was traveling, we could have easily overtaken it with the type of aircraft that we were both flying. Another reason we didn't go over there is we've got pretty good low-level turbulence here tonight.
Okay.
But,
was this out in front of you at all times?
It was right. It was 90 degrees to us at all times.
Okay.
But we, you can see the background lights on the ground of Clayton, New Mexico.
Yes.
And you could actually see this thing, you know, you could track its direction of travel.
Okay.
By comparing that with the background lighting.
Okay.
City.
What time did that occur?
Okay, 15 minutes? Yeah, about 15 minutes ago.
Okay. But it did move or change its course while you were flying a straight line?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, it did, right. Yeah, we could see the movement, you know.
Okay.
There was no problem to identify, you know, this thing was in fact in motion.
Okay. How long do you feel you watched it all together?
We probably watched it for, 15 minutes or so, maybe a little more.
Okay.
But it was slow moving. You know, there wasn't any, you know, any speed much about it. And it moved on off to north of the town of Clayton, New Mexico, into an unlighted rural area.
Uh-huh.
And descended at that point. And probably got high terrain between us and it.
Okay, was it leaving any kind of a trail at all?
Not that we could observe.
Okay. Okay. Where did you get our number?
I got it from the Amarillo Tower.
Okay.
The reason we got it from Amarillo Tower, there were some people, Venus was real bright tonight, and both of us just, you know, flew into Amarillo earlier this evening.
Yes.
And some people on the ground have been seeing something out there, and approach control asked us to both look, and we were both in the same airplane going in there and in the cockpit, and they asked us if we observed anything unusual, and we kind of chuckled back and forth with the coach and told him no, we didn't see any boogers or anything like that. And lo and behold, coming home, why, in our own airplanes right here, we see something.
Okay. Now, what city was that in where they were seeing things?
That was reported at Amarillo.
Okay.
The Amarillo Tower had asked us, or Amarillo Approach Control, there at the tower at the International Airport, so we were making the approach into Amarillo tonight, asked us to, you know, if we saw anything.
Okay.
That was about 90 miles south, a little east of where we saw this object.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate you reporting that. And if we get any follow-up information relating to this, we'll let you know.
All right. You need any information on the other pilot?
No, sir. If we need it, we'll get back to you.
Okay, very good.
Thanks very much.